In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we come again with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts. Thank you for this time. Thank you for this gathering. Bless every soul present. Let every soul leave with a blessing. You know, Heavenly Father, on the line and the kingdom. On the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Let me say what you want me to say. Fill my mind by the thank God. Everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and the power. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't let me stop you from shouting. Come on and shout. Hallelujah. Oh, good. Bless your holy name. Bless your holy name. Bless your holy name. Bless your holy name. Just don't know what people's going through with. Sometimes we don't know how they feel about God. Some go through trials and tests. No, nobody couldn't bring them out but Jesus. And when they think about it, they get happy. Get happy. If you can't get happy in the house of prayer, where can you get happy? Hallelujah. He's good for all of us. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I know some people may say, well, don't take all of that, but you don't know what it takes for you. Some people have been through some trials and tests. Nobody brought them out but Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for our choir and your babies. And thank God for our young adult choir. And thank God for our children day. Thank God for Jesus. Still in our series, and as long as I've been here, you know, those who've been here, I don't let no holidays change my series. If I'm on a series, I stay on it. As long as you talk about Jesus, you stay on it. Let's talk about Him. Hallelujah. Turn to Luke 19:10. Still talking about the God who need nothing. Number 148. The God who needs nothing. 148. Luke 19:10. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. That which the Son, He sent the Son here seeking for lost sheep. He sent His Son looking for lost sheep. They got lost. They got lost through Adam. And He's looking for them. He sent His Son here for that. And we own salvation. Never can get enough of preaching salvation. And any time we own salvation, you got to bring up the name Jesus. He's the only name that can save a lost soul. And if there was ever a time that Jesus need to be preached in these last and evil days, we're trying to shed Him off. But God got some saints. God got some preachers, deacons, who gonna let you know we still live. We want to almost put Him back in the grave. But y'all remember He got up. He got up. He's not dead. He died, but He got up. And they saw Him. They saw Him when He died. Matter of fact, they put Him in the grave. The mystery is, but He still lives. That's the mystery. He still lives. They try to get rid of Him. But He got up. He got up. This Jesus. For He come to do something. He come to seek and to save that which was lost. He may be looking for you. I don't know who He is. Maybe, I don't know who He's looking for, but He's looking for lost souls.
All right.
Oh, how much. Looking for lost souls. He know who saved. He know who lost. That's something you got to know for yourself. Seeking for lost souls. Bless His holy name. And always remember, my brothers and sisters, Jesus came in this sinful world to get, can I say, something. Not to steal something or take some away from somebody, but He come to get those who are tired of their lifestyle. Not because He needs something. He don't need nothing. He come, can I say it like a woman? He come ramming around in the bushes trying to find lost souls. Looking up on the benches and shelves and everything and dens and where folks hide at trying to find lost souls. He's seeking. Seeking lost folks. First of all, He let us know, I'm concerned.
All right. Yeah. All right.
That's the first thing. If I didn't care nothing about you, I wouldn't have left my throne to come in this mess. For as God's concern is sinful. This world, Jesse, is what? Sinful. Low down. There's some low down folks in the world. But if Jesus find them, they'll start walking upright. Where they used to kill, they'll start loving. That's what he's seeking. A lost soul may do anything. But if Jesus put his hands on them, they'll start loving folks. For he come to seek and to save that which was lost. Seeking young folks and old folks. Looking. Rich folks and poor folks. He's seeking. Learn folks and unlearn. Black folks and white folks. Good folks and bad folks. Married folks and unmarried folks. He's just seeking. He's seeking. That's what he come in the world for. To seek and to save that which was lost. Why, Reverend Walker? Because he loved them so. They got lost from home. And God left his throne to come now here seeking the lost. I'm glad. Everybody say, I'm glad. Can I say it like this, Jesse? I'm glad he stumbled up on me. I can use that word, I think, and then. Because I didn't do too much of running to him. He stumbled up on me. And I didn't find him. He found me. Old folks say he called me out the muck and the mob. And set my feet on a solid rock. And folks that lost, I want to let you know God loves you. Stop running from it. I've been trying to catch you for 15 years or 30 years, 100 years, but you've been hiding from him. But if you ever give in, you'll find out he loves you. He didn't come to destroy, he come to defend. Run from him. That's why some folks don't like to come to church. Because they love to be lost. But let me tell you this. When you save, I'm talking about everybody to save. When you save in the hands of God, you can go to sleep at night. You can wake up in the morning, and when you wake up, you got a joy in your heart. Because I know I got my feet on a solid rock now. And I'm saved. Oh boy. I'm trying to help somebody. And if I die, Lord Almighty, if I get killed, I'm not worrying about nothing but I got a better home to go to. But I live here ain't compared to what God got waiting on me. So I won't lose nothing. I gain. That's what man got to think. He lost. And God trying to find. God Almighty. And what I love about being found. Folks I used to hate. He'll make you start hugging them. Strange about when you find Jesus, love come in your heart. Peace come in your heart. You have to get drunk to have some ease. The only way I get some peace, I'm got to get drunk. But get drunk off Jesus. Ain't no bitter taste nowhere. Something about Jesus. The Son of Man come to seek and to save that which was Lord. And my brother and sister, remember on last Sunday, we stopped off on last Sunday telling you that Barabbas was released from prison because Jesus, oh, how much, took his place on the cross. Jesus died not only for Barabbas, he died for me. Not only did he die for Barabbas and me, he died for you. Oh, he wants to know what you answer when he calls you. And because he died on the cross for my sin, guess what, Skipper? I got a right to the tree of life. I got a right to the tree of life. What you trying to say, Reverend Walker? Jenkins, I'm trying to tell you that it's life on Jesus. He the tree of life. I dare you start eating him. It give you a new life. There's something about him when you start eating him. You have joy in your heart, peace in your mind. A doctor in a sick room, a log in a cold room, a friend when you're friendly. It's something about when you eat off Jesus. Talking about an apple give you energy, you ought to eat some Jesus. He took Barabbas' place on that cross. He'll do it to whosoever will. Let him come. And my brothers and sisters, always remember, this sinful world won't get no better. I said it won't get no better. You're looking for it to get better, but it won't get no better. What you see now is going to get worse and worse. Every day you see it getting what? God Almighty. And if a poison go to hell, listen to this good now. I ain't hard on you. I want you to see this thing. If a person go to hell when he die, he will go because he want to go. Because he will allow the devil to blind his mind and say there is no hell. If he gets you, if somebody listen at me, you hear a voice talking to you and on the radio, saying there is no hell, the devil dealing with you right then. All right. If the devil put in your mind, said there is no such thing, when I'm dead is over, the devil still dealing with you. Yeah. Always remember this, you can never stop existing.
Amen.
Everybody say existing.
Yes.
Every soul gonna exist.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of the two places. Hell or heaven. It can't stop. Because you what? In what? The image. In the likeness of God. You got to live somewhere forever. If it was over, if you die, it's over. Jesus didn't need to come here. This what caused Jesus to come in this nasty, dirty world, because you are a soul. And you got to keep on living somewhere throughout eternity. God loved man, so he sent his only son down in this dirty world to get him out. And Jesus is our only way to come out. Because your soul got to keep on what? God Almighty can't stop. That's a strange thing. He can't stop living. He tried to stop it when it's over. I'm going to kill myself. You just finna start living. I'm going to shoot myself. You just finna start living. You can't get rid of your what? You may be tired of this world. I'm going to kill myself. You just finna live. Always remember, you can't get rid of yourself. You in the image and the likeness of God, and God can't stop existing. I made you like me. You've got to keep on living somewhere. But thank God for Jesus.
He gave us a way out. We don't have to go where the devil calls us to go down there. You ain't got to go to hell. You can go to heaven because Jesus come and put his foot on the devil's head. Can I say it like that, Jeff? Now I got a right to the tree of life. Since Jesus came down and gave his life on the cross to die for whosoever will, let him come. Anybody, he'll save anybody. I don't care how bad you think you are. I don't care how crooked you think you are. I don't care what you are doing. He will stop. Let me put it another way. You call in Jesus. He's in a hurry. Jesus in a hurry, boy. You know, somebody needs to save me. Jesus gone. He gone. Walk down. Somebody call you. Jesus, stop. I know he talked. He walked fast. Can I say that? Yes, but I dare you to call him. Jesus. He loved you just that hard. Just what he come here to do, to save people. He didn't come save no chickens and dogs. He come to save what? Peoples. He come to die for living souls, not dead souls. Chicken ain't got no but a dead soul. We live in soul. We got to keep on what?
Well.
Dog got a soul, but not a what? If dog had a living soul, we'd be martyrs. Eating up chickens and bang. But we are a what? Living. Oh, living. Devil had blind man mind. And go far enough to say, the devil go far enough to say, so there's no hell. It's a hell. And I know in these modern days, preachers don't say nothing about hell, but it's still there. Trying to win folks. Oh, you try to help folks. We're here to help folks to tell them the truth, not lie. Amen. Not to gain nobody, but you got to tell them the truth. Because preachers got to stand before God one day.
Amen.
You can't make nobody love you. If they don't love you, they just don't love you. But you make sure preachers, you tell them the truth. Oh, let me say this. I'm not boasting now. I've been preaching a pretty good while. I didn't play when I was young. Now I got old. And you think I'm going to play with your soul now? Nah, I'll be stupid. The God that I serve and you serve, he don't take no mess. I said, did you hear what I said? Don't you never let God be your enemy. You ain't got no help nowhere. I mean nowhere. The devil wants your best out. He can't stop it. Don't let God be your enemy. Your bed won't sleep right. Wife turn on you. Husband turn on you. Children turn on you. The dog wants to bite you. The cat wants to scratch you. Anything. The knife wants to cut you. Anything. Don't let God go against you.
Amen.
You ain't got no help nowhere.
Yeah. Right.
He's some God, buddy. Blind your mind. Jesus, he's still waiting on you. And God got me on salvation. You don't hear too much folks talk about salvation now. Talk about how to get over and how to get rich and not to worry and all that kind of stuff. And come up with all this mess. But what about salvation? Nothing on this earth more greater than salvation to a man's soul. Nothing. I said nothing can take the place of salvation. That's his holy name. And my brother and sister, this is what Jesus was sent here for. Remember that now. The main reason why Jesus was sent in this world is to keep a soul from going to hell. By believing that Jesus took our place. God Almighty. Get the Bible. Oh, how much we. John 3:16. You know. Take your soul lightly. Read John 3:16. Listen, okay? God so little word. He gave his own love. Stop so fast. Read that thing slow.
Well.
For God so loved mankind with his sinful self.
Yep,
that he gave, he didn't have but one son, his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, should not go to hell, should not go to the lake of fire, but have everlasting life. When you look at it slow and read it, I'm talking about lost folks now. I'm trying to help folks in the radio land. I'm preaching everywhere. And think about it. I'm lost.
Well.
I'm going somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm dead. The preacher said, "Oh, no, it just started."
All
right. My mama said, "Oh, you just started." When you die, you just finna live somewhere.
Amen.
I'm gonna say it again.
Amen.
When we die,
yeah,
we just begin to live somewhere, and not for two places to go. That's hell or heaven. You make that choice yourself. Mama can't do it. Daddy can't do it. Nobody can do it but you. We can persuade you and tell you what it said. But we can't make you do it. Hold on. Watch this now. I don't mean a bit of harm. Everybody lay across there. Don't go to heaven. Preacher kind of squeezed them in sometime. And he went to church. The devil go to church. Devil sleep in church. Stop fooling ourselves. The preacher is to tell you the truth. It takes Jesus to get you there. And a man got to believe that he is for Christ and give his life over to him. You don't just go to heaven in the high. You can't pay your way there. You can't be good enough to go there. You got to meet Jesus and let him know, "I need you. Save me." And he will save you. And my brothers and sisters, always remember this. This is the main reason. Everybody say reason.
Reason.
Say it again.
Reason.
The same reason why Jesus was sent in this world to keep man's soul from going to hell. By believing on Jesus. By taking our place. John 3:16, not in there for nothing. God so loved that he gave. And my brothers and sisters, you tell me that God sent his only son, Jesus, in this sinful world to die on a cross to keep our soul from going to the lake of fire? Yes. Yes. To keep us from going to the lake of fire. And you won't believe it? Watch this now. Watch this. Take your time, Reverend.
Right.
Think about it. I try to get folks to see it.
Yeah.
They take it lightly.
Yeah.
Think about fire down there. I told y'all that once since I've been on this.
Fire.
Boy, you see, and you hear folk moaning and groaning. You can see fire. See folk going hollering. Fire. Look at all that fire. Watch this now. Watch all boy. He didn't feel the blaze, the heat from it then. But you see souls down there hollering. Literally see it. And you don't want to go. I'm putting you, Lord, I ain't going on now. He said, "Well, what do I have to do to miss it?" And for one way to miss it, that go to Jesus. You got to go to John 3:16. Watch this now. All that fire. He went down there for us. They keep us from going. I said he went down to hell. Stayed there 3 days and 3 nights. But they couldn't do nothing with the owner. He went down there to let you know, "I've been there for you. Since I've been there for you, you ain't got to go. If you go, you go because you want to go. I done paid the price for you. All you got to do is just believe I went for you." You can't beat that. That pain enough. I've been to hell for you. I've been in the lake of fire for you. It couldn't burn me because I own it. I put it there. I don't want to make nobody go to hell, but I'm getting your way out of hell. Only by believing on Jesus Christ. And we try to push Jesus down in folks' hearts. You can't do it like that. They got to receive it for them what? Boy, we take Jesus lightly. When you start to think about what he done, Jesus didn't have to go to the lake of fire for us. He went to hell. Somebody had to pay a debt. He paid it for us to keep us from going. It was a debt that we owe and couldn't pay. If I come to hell, come to hell for you. All right.
Listen here.
I've been there.
Yeah.
You couldn't hold me. Because somebody had to have power over what down there. But I'm doing that because I love man so. If man don't believe me, that way he's going to have to go. And stay there forever. Jesus already been there and paid the price. But they couldn't hold him. That's something we'll never fully understand. When the fire, I put it like, when Jesus saw the fire, and the fire saw Jesus, let me say it like this, y'all. The blaze says you can't touch him. He the owner. You can't, the blaze won't burn him up. You can't bother him. Death said, let's get him. Oh, no, death, you're not bothering him. The devil told death, you will set yourself down. You don't know who you messing with. His name, Jesus. He the Son of God. He owns this world. You better get yourself somewhere and sit down and leave him alone. Let me say it like that, y'all. Can't do nothing with Jesus. He paid the price for us to keep us from going. And you tell me you want to go? No! Watch the love of God. You got to watch the love. I love man so. I'm going to get my only son. I'm going to get this young man. Get this only son to go down.
Yes, sir.
So I'm going to go down there and we love man so and die. And we're going to conquer death and hell and we'll open the doors of the church. We can't open the doors since Adam messed up. We can't open the doors until we pay the price. I'm God. I can't lie.
Yes, sir.
So we can get through and go and fix things up like we want and then set up salvation.
Amen.
Now go on to hell now for us. Go on to hell. All right, but let me say this. Lord, let me say this. The blaze saw him. Blaze thought he gonna get the blaze up. The devil said, "You don't know who you mess with. Don't bother him. That's the owner."
Yeah.
See, stayed there.
Yes, sir.
3 days.
Yeah.
The blaze wanted to get him so bad.
Come on,
y'all, let him fix it like a woman. Blaze wanted to get him so bad. Satan said, "You better keep yourself quiet with it.
Right.
You don't bother him.
Yeah.
He owns the blade.
Yeah.
He owns everything.
Yeah.
You better set yourself down till he come back up here."
Yeah.
He went down there for us, for your sin and my sin. Well, we can have a right to the tree of life. When Adam messed up, he messed all of us up. He couldn't go back to heaven until somebody come pay the price. The price was what? Death. Not just physical death, but what? Spiritual death. My soul will go to hell with the devil. But Jesus paid that debt. So I don't have to go to hell. Don't nobody have to go to hell now because of what Jesus done. The Bible says he got up. Come on back up there. See,
he got up.
Death couldn't hold him, man.
He got to get up.
He got up. out the grave.
Yes.
Just tried all he could.
Yes, sir.
But he recognized who it was.
Yes,
sir. You may as well leave him alone.
He, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He got up.
Yes.
And when he got up,
yes,
he had all power.
Yes, sir.
In his hand.
Yes, sir.
Now, then he come and told the world, if you don't want to go to hell, come by me.
Yes,
you can't go where you come from until you see me.
Yes.
If you don't see me, you got to go with the devil.
Yes.
That's what John 3:16 is all about.
Yes, sir.
For God so what?
Love.
That he what?
Yes.
His only begotten. That's what salvation is all about.
Amen.
Folks need to understand that.
Yes.
You can't go to heaven without Jesus. He's the ticket.
Right,
I said, he's the ticket.
He's
the ticket. Yes. Yes. That's why a preacher got to preach Jesus.
Because
yes. That's the only way. He's talking, when I get to heaven, I'm going to sing a new song. Oh, you better make sure you got Jesus. You may sing a new song, but it won't be no song like you want to sing. You got to have Jesus. We take him lightly. For what he went through with for us, for our sinful self, he died. But he couldn't hold it. He got up with all power. And he got all of it in his hand. And guess what, church? He's coming back again. That same Jesus left here, coming back again. But he's coming back with all power in his hand. We take him lightly. And folks wonder, why you preach Jesus? Who else I'm going to preach? See, Michael didn't call me. I don't know about you fellas here. Jacob didn't call me. He said, Matthew up there. Whoever up there. Matthew, whoever else. But they didn't call me. Jesus called me. I don't know about the other preacher now. I know who called me. And he told me to tell him about him. He told me to tell the world about him. God Almighty. And I found out that's where the power is in him. Since he done that, God put everything in his hand. I'm putting all power in your hand. God said, I'm just going to sit down and let you have it, son. Yeah, everything in your hand. They got to do what you say. Well, I don't care about the son. Well, you better go to him, man, because I can't help you. I put everything in my son's hand. He already proved he loved you because he died for you. That's his holy name. This the kind of God we serve. And preachers try to preach and tell folks about Jesus. You turn your nose up somewhere. And I'm talking about just everywhere now. Y'all get my point now? See, if a preacher don't preach Jesus, something wrong with it. That's the only way out. They go to heaven, they're through Jesus Christ. And no other way. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. And my brothers and sisters, the world is in a mess. The cross of Christ is the only thing can help a lost soul from going to hell. That's the only thing, is through Jesus Christ. You've got to believe it for yourself. Why, Reverend Walker? Paul, look at 2 Corinthians 4:3-4. God Almighty. Folks got to get the truth about this thing. I might give my life to Jesus and rescue somebody. Who are you?
All right.
Who let God? You and who? God, oh boy. Oh. See, that devil be dealing with folks like that.
Right.
Well, I ain't gonna get saved. So? You know, I'm trying to get y'all to see something.
Yeah.
So? What that gonna do to God? He went through with something for us. What you went through with for him? Nothing. Oh, boy. Read, Paul.
But if our gospel be hid,
God Almighty,
it is hid to them that are lost.
Lost? Wait now. If my gospel is hid, it is hid to those that what?
Lost.
Already know they ain't going to be saved.
All right.
Nobody know that but God. If it's here to those that are what? Lost. God Almighty. You ain't seeking Jesus, you'll find yourself following the devil. See, it's lost to those that don't want to be saved. They don't ever want to be saved. But now, God come to save us. And this is why we preach Jesus. He's the only Savior. Read on, Paul.
in whom the God of this world
had
blinded the minds of them which believe not.
God Almighty.
Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them.
Now watch it good now. Watch it good now. In whom little g of this world has what? Blinded the minds of them which believe what? You've got to do what? Believe. You've got to believe. I don't believe it. The devil give you an unbelieving heart. You'll never believe. You let the devil has what? Blind folk of what Jesus said, how to get to heaven. Blinded folk of Jesus Christ. Because we know that's the only way a man can go to heaven. You know, well, that Jesus stuff. Have y'all talked to folk like that sometimes? There you go. All that kind of stuff, see. See, the devil being what? Blind them. The light. If he take that blind off his eyes, he'll see the light of the glory of the gospel of Christ. Who is the image of God? Shall shine unto them. When he take that devil blindfold off,
yes,
he'll see light.
Yes,
that devil haven't got me.
Yes.
I see the light.
Yes.
Scowl, but not. He given his life to Jesus because he saw what? The light.
Yes.
That means he had to keep on talking to folks sometimes.
Yeah.
The devil be blind all the time. You talk to sinners, but sometimes everything gets blind. Everything gets messed with you. I never forget. We was out there witness years ago, and boy, I was kind of talk to a sinner. Boy, help him, somebody else start talking. I knew it was nobody but the devil, you know.
Yes.
I'm trying to get a man saved. The devil popped up.
Yes, sir.
One of his brothers or somebody. You got to watch that devil. He don't want nobody to be saved. He want to carry every soul he can to hell with him. He know if your light don't shine, if his light don't shine on you, you know good well where you're going. You'll go to hell.
Yes, sir.
It's a hell.
Yes,
why you say it, Reverend Walker? The Bible says it. And anybody don't believe will go to hell where the devil will be there. Watch that. The devil ain't down there relaxing. See, we'll go where that's his house. Heaven is God's home. Hell is the devil's home. Well, nothing but moaning and groaning down there. Devil kicked out of here. They go to hell. All right, so everybody follow the devil, go home with him. And ain't no relaxing down there.
No, sir.
I said no relaxing.
No.
You ain't throwing up your leg and eating your chicken and all that kind of stuff. It's nothing but hell burning all the time. I mean day and night. Ain't no rest. Ain't no cool. Ain't no air. Nowhere. It's just a blaze of fire and you can't consume. Think about it. This Bible. Think about it now. I'm not trying to scare you, but you need to know it. I told you. See, and folks ain't saved, they take it lightly. Because you're healthy, you're doing, go to the doctor, they think that hold you back. I go to the doctor, well, doctor, I'm doing fine. But what about your soul? Your body may be in good shape. You're taking exercise every day. You don't miss your exercise. And look like you're getting better every day. No devil can look at you, boy. You'll be here a long time. Who told you that? Nobody but the devil. You see, but what about your soul? And when you look at your soul, it's got to keep on living somewhere forever. Because after a while, if God lets you live, get 100 years old, why do you used to run up the steps, you know, run down the steps like that and run back up the steps like that? See, after a while, you'll have to be doing like this, you know. After a while, you're going to be doing like this, you know. The devil didn't tell you that. Your days don't get short. All that. Your strength don't get weak. He didn't tell you after a while, you're going to die. You're going somewhere. Your soul going somewhere. That's what folks got to understand. My soul. You got a soul. I don't see you. I see your body. But the real you on the inside of this stuff here. You come up in dirt. This dirt. That's when you put it back in the ground. Because it's dirt. This is a dirt house.
That's it.
Reverend Walker, you know what you're talking about. Okay, watch this. God got some dirt. About the ground.
Yeah.
Scoop some dirt. I believe I make me a man. Don't make me a man. Can I say it like this? He gonna give me hell, but I'm gonna make me a man. Make me a man. Shape him like me. Arms and fan. He's just a dummy. It's just a, yes, that he made it. He can't move because he's just a dummy. Hey, look pretty good. And then God said, watch this now. See, God breathed himself the breath of life. God breathed into him the breath of life. He became what? A living. Living. Everybody said living. That means keep on what? He can't stop what? Watch this now. God sent his son down here, not for this outside stuff, but the soul. That's the image of God. When you go back to heaven, he come from heaven. Now, that's the only way to get back to him is through Jesus Christ. That means God so loved the what? The world. That he gave his only what? Begotten son. Whosoever, I don't care if you're enemy, don't save him, Lord. Don't you got to get glad you got to fix like that? You don't got to be a buddy of God. You know, God, my buddy. God, my buddy. God, don't save him. I know it sounds crazy, but I'm trying to get y'all to see folks just like that.
All right.
Don't want you to have salvation.
Yes, sir.
Don't want to go where I'm going. Where just about you ain't saved. If you want, I found out when you saved, you want everybody saved. That's the love of God. I'm saved. I want everybody else what? Saved. When you hate folk that bad, something wrong with you. I even want my enemy what? Saved. Jesus, pray for your enemy. They just despise you. You pray for them. They just need to be what? Changed.
Yes, sir.
When Jesus come in our life, it's just like this. You know, you just get your foot folks.
Yes,
you know, how you doing? Just half picking up folks. And don't care nothing about it, you know. Ain't because I'm not saved, you know. Digging ditches for him. Talking about him like a dog. Yeah. Everything. Anywhere you can harm him, you're going to harm him. But boy, mess around and meet Jesus.
All right.
I dare you.
Yeah.
When you mess around and meet Jesus,
yeah.
He get that hate out your heart.
Yeah.
And while you used to kick your friend or used to kick the neighbor, you started doing this. How
yes,
you doing?
Sir. Yes, sir.
It's a love.
Yes,
it's a love of God come in your heart.
Yes,
those who you hate you started what? Loving them. Even though you don't hate you.
Yes, sir.
There's something on the inside. That love on the inside overpower that hate.
Yes, sir.
Well, how you know that, Reverend Walker? Didn't Jesus die for your sin? Did he die for your sin? Well, he don't probably hate them. See, the goodness of God, the salvation of God, overpower the love of God, overpower all the hate of the devil. Make you start loving who you ever thought you'd love. Something about the power of God.
Yeah.
He come in your life. That means you got to be careful. Don't let the devil bed that stuff down in you. Every Sunday, I hate to see it come. Something wrong. Y'all check yourself out. I mean that, y'all. I'm trying to help somebody now. See, you can't enjoy the service sometime in church for the devil messing with you. But there she come. There he go. All that kind of stuff. See, he'll get the hate to overshadow with love. God Almighty. And then you'll start digging ditches.
This is Catalog. Setting traps. Catalog.
Then when your buddy calls you, what's wrong with you? You better got converted. Yeah, good. I don't. Come on, folks. I don't do what I used to do. I don't go where you are. I don't met Jesus. I don't lie like I used to lie. Why? I don't met Jesus. That's what he come here for, to change us. Lord Almighty, the Son of Man come to seek and to save that which was lost. Lost from home. Lost from God. He come to seek. Look around. Seek who you can find. For God so loved the world that he what? Gave his only begotten son. That quick, Paul. How about looking at Revelation 20, 10 through 15. Then we're going to close. I wish I had about another hour, but y'all walk out on me. But
And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever.
Y'all, now, they not there now, but they're going to be what? Cast. That's their home. God already built their home. Who want to go with them? That's your business. But you don't have to go with them. Watch this now. That's mean the devil got false preachers, false teachers, false churches, just like Jesus got real churches. Any way to get you away from the real gospel, the devil going to see to that. Fire, Reverend Walker, he want to fool his house up too. He's looking for souls just like Jesus looking for souls. That means the devil got so many false preachers, false church members. False, they're false. Oh, good, you ain't got to pay no attention to that stuff. I didn't go to church, because I go to church. You know, they ain't thinking about no saved. Don't care about being saved, because they belong to the devil. Folks think everybody come to a local church is saved. No, the devil got folks everywhere, always remember that. Don't be deceived. Just listen to how they talk sometimes. Look at the background, their lifestyle. They always want to persuade other folks to follow them. You know something wrong right there. God don't save you. If God really don't save you, why are you still doing the same old thing? At least we ought to see a change somewhere. You may not change all the way around, but look, y'all go halfway anyway. Until you get some spirit to keep on going, but... The more folks you ever go, boy, see, y'all think shacking up just started. It's been shacking up. I heard old folks years ago around the farm. They talked about it. Testified. Yeah, I used to stay with this guy, but God done done something for me. Hallelujah. I saw that. When God does something for you, when God touch you, you know one apple from good apples. And when you bite off at one time, there's a worm in there. If the devil give you a red apple, I promise you there's a worm in it. He come to you, he cool. It's supposed to be the same way, but I'm dealing with a man now. Cool. You got to get next to you now. But a woman in him. A rotten woman. And he know how to put on. Until he stay with you. Or you be crazy enough to marry him. And then now you're a Christian. That woman started messing with him on the inside. That old devil get to deal around with him. And then you'll find out he comes out. They told me about you before I met you. But I tried to tell you the first time. But you didn't pay me no attention, said the Lord. He wasn't going to church when you met him. He didn't talk about Jesus when you saw him. You just saw him at the... Where about? I'm going to put you anywhere, but I'm going to tell you somewhere. Devil ain't about to be no fool. He's slick. He denied him. Anyway, he can mess you up. He gonna mess you up. He don't care nothing about how you die. He want to kill you. He don't love nobody. I said the devil doesn't love nobody. Even folks working for him, he can't stand them. If he can get rid of them, he gonna get rid of them. By the grace of God, he can't get rid of folks when he feel like it. If the devil can kill folks when he feel like it, you think I'll be standing up here? You'll be sitting down there. Just all he's doing, the Bible says he come to do what? Steal, kill, and destroy. Ain't no good in that nowhere. By the grace of God, we're already here right now. I'm standing here by his grace. You standing there by his grace, but the devil waiting on to get a hold of being you and everybody else. But by the grace and the mercy of God, every young trying to follow Jesus, he's the one to protect us. Hell will come to steal, kill, and destroy. Steal something he don't even own. Ain't that something? Steal something he don't even own. He didn't trust that he the owner. He's not the owner. God gonna put him in the lake of fire after a while. I said God gonna send him and everybody follow him going to the lake of fire. That's not dogmatic. That's just the gospel. And folks in church need to know that. I'm going to say this. My time is out anyway. I got 2 minutes. I'm saying this. See, sometimes you got to watch the devil. See, I mean, that means you got to study the Bible. Kind of Bible study. That means you ought to hear preachers. Real preachers who talking to you. See, all the preachers want to do, you just come to church. All right. All right. The devil come to church. Until you hear the number, you ain't going to hang around too long. When you get talking about Jesus, what Jesus would do, how he would bring him up, he ain't going to hang around there too long. Because you're hitting on him. But the devil come to church every Sunday. Yeah. Got to understand that. God folks mind. He got y'all thinking about me. Some of you right now think about me. Don't be able to catch you. That's the old time stuff. I know he's talking to some of you. You better hear your pastor. This thing is real. We take it lightly, but when you leave here, you're going somewhere. Nobody. I'm going to say, I'm not boasting, I'm not bragging. Nobody going to hell and say, Reverend Walker sent you. A lot of preachers, pastor, play church. Yep. Your soul ain't nothing to play with. And I'm not both. I ain't never played with your soul. This thing is real. God is real. I said God is real. I said God is real. I said God is real. Because to see somebody go to church doing their thing, preachers doing their thing, pastor doing their thing, see them running around, you see them out there at the club and everything else, just worldly. He sometimes gets a loss, just a turkey. Preachers take, some folks take up preaching. Go to school to be a preacher, but they ain't never been called. Because they can speak well and act well and yes and that, the ball, you know, all that kind of stuff. That ain't hitting on nothing. You better listen to what that man tells you. Everybody in the pulpit ain't been called to preach by God. That's what folks got to understand. I'm not putting a thumb on myself. Just be real. I'm just being real. I know who called me. A real preacher don't have to put on no show. Don't put on no show. Tell folks the truth. If they don't like it, hit. I'm not boasting. I ain't gonna change no kind of way. Because I've got to stand before a living God. And you got to love people's what? Soul. Well, I look like sending a soul to hell, playing with your soul to keep friendship with you. No, sir. I've got to stand before God. I love your soul and I love Jesus. I've got to give an account. Nobody, since I've been past, ain't going to say, Reverend Walker said it was all right to shack up. To shack up and shack down, he ain't told you nothing. I'm going to tell, if God give me that Bible, I'm going to tell you the truth because I love your soul. Not to get along with you, no kind of way. No, that's your business. Hating me is your business, God's business, not mine. Oh, my job is to tell you the truth.
Amen.
What you want with a false preacher? Your children got to come behind. No! Oh, well, I wish y'all could stay another hour. No, that clap ain't hitting on nothing. You got to have a loud clap. Have a loud clap. I love your soul. I ain't joking. I love your soul. I don't want to see nobody go to hell. I've got to tell you the truth. Don't let folks fool you. I don't care who the preacher is. I don't care the doctor, the lawyer, whoever he is. I don't care what he got on. He got a ring going around his head. Devil, yeah, you might well forget him. I'm still going to say the truth. Come on. You might well forget him. You can bump it all you want. I don't care if a ring around his head. And you can see the ring. If he ain't telling you the truth, he's a devil. I said, he's a devil. There ain't no popularity contest.
Right.
This thing is real. There's a real hell. There's a real heaven. There's a real devil. There's a real Jesus. Jesus come to save us. The devil come to damn us. You take the choice. God so loved the world. He gave his only begotten son that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, should not go to hell, should not go to the lake of fire, but have everlasting life with Jesus. Let us stand. The Bible says, if a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth and believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. It sounds so simple until the devil will make you think it's just something to play with. Just believe what Jesus said. I believe that Jesus Christ come to save my sin. That's what he come to work for. And if I believe that in my heart and then confess it with my mouth. How you confess it, Reverend Walker? Confess it by saying it with your mouth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And you believe that from your heart, you say. Sometimes we wait on a feeling. It ain't no feeling. It's a faith walk. I believe it. I'm going to receive it. You say. It's just that simple. It seems like, hang on, I am not shouting. You ain't got to shout.